And then there was bass. Good evening, motherfuckers and motherfuckers. This is your host, Uncle Dolomite, of the Too Much Game Podcast, live from the sanctuary once again. That wasn't that loud for some reason. What's going on, Pork from the Cool Out Corner? What's happening with you? Today's episode, I literally caught the topic just as I was getting ready to turn all this shit on, like on some real shit, my nigga. It'd be like one of them days, one of them weeks. What's going on, her sneaker ball? You know, like, it'd be hard for me to figure out shit to talk about, cause it'd be so much shit I don't give a fuck about. Y'all know me, I don't give a fuck about shit. So it'd be hard for me to like, ooh, what's going on in the celebrity gossip news? What's going on between Kendrick and Cole and, you know, Aubrecia and all these motherfuckers? Y'all know I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Something else happened that I was supposed to comment on that I also didn't give a fuck about, so I forgot what it was because I don't fucking care. But what you say, my nigga? This nigga said no cussing for the first minute, LOL. Uncut. Yeah, nigga, that's what I'm saying, my nigga. No, it's an hour of recording on YouTube, or a minute of recording on YouTube before you can say profanity. So I'll be trying to keep 1 minute, 60 seconds of YouTube time before I start cussing, my nigga. Y'all already know how I do, my nigga. But, you know, like I said, dog, like, something else happened that I was supposed to say something about. I know the battle between Kendrick and Cole. Drake ain't even involved because he's somewhere painting his fingernails. So I don't give a fuck about that shit. I don't give a fuck about Drake painting his fingernails and toenails. He getting mani-pedis and shit while real rappers is rapping and shit. You know, he married J Blige to me. He a R&B diva, my nigga. But, damn. Oh, yeah. Today's episode, while I'm sitting here talking shit about shit I don't care about, you got to give people something to respect, my nigga. Like, you can't always expect respect from people if you don't give them a reason to respect you, my nigga. Like, something about human nature. People only gonna do what you allow them to get away with. People gonna treat you however you allow them to treat you. Like, I understand, because this is something that I move in. I treat everybody with respect until they show me that they don't deserve respect. You know, I lead with respect because I expect respect. But at the same time, when it comes to the respect that I expect respect because I give motherfuckers a reason to respect me. You know, whether that be my behavior, you know, the integrity that I have, the way that I carry myself, or, and possibly most importantly, my ability to give consequences to you not respecting me. You know, like, and again, this ain't always something that's supposed to be a violent thing, because, you know, you could be respected in a relationship. You could be respected in a friendship. You could be respected at a job. And the thing about the respect that you get in all of these categories, because you're not inflicting violence on motherfuckers at your job, you're not inflicting violence on motherfuckers in your family, you shouldn't be inflicting violence on motherfuckers who you in romantic relationships with. But at the same time, motherfuckers gotta understand the fact that disrespecting you comes with a consequence. You know, just like in a relationship, you're not going to respect my ability to put my hands on you, but you're going to respect my ability to, like Beauty and Flaw says, set boundaries and enforce those boundaries, because having boundaries ain't nothing without the ability to enforce those boundaries. You know, once I express to you that it's something that I don't take kindly to, or there's something that I don't like, I have to have a system set in place to let you know that if you cross this boundary, there will be a consequence, my nigga. You know, like I say, when you in a romantic relationship and somebody crosses something that you consider to be a boundary, like, say, being cheated on, being spoken to a certain way, calling you out your name, you know, being out all hours of the night, there has to be something that you have in place to allow them to know, like, if you do this, this is gonna happen, my nigga. It's not a threat. It's a boundary. You know, this is me expressing to you that if you cheat on me, I'm going to leave you. You know, and when you set a boundary, you got to stand on that boundary. You got to be 100% firm in the boundaries that you set. You know, like I tell motherfuckers all the time, like there's nobody bigger than the program. There's nobody above the boundary. You know, because when it comes to respect, people don't respect you when you set boundaries and you allow people to cross those boundaries. You know, like once I know that your word ain't shit, your boundaries ain't shit, you not going, what they say now, stand on business, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want to do. You know, like I be telling motherfuckers, once you tell somebody that if you do this, I'm going to do this, and you don't do that, you giving them a license to disrespect you, my nigga. What's going on, Nat? My sister up in this motherfucker. Hold on, nigga. The mama got them air horns. What's going on, Nat? What's going on, Wildfire Kim? But you know, like, that's the thing, my nigga. Like, once you set a boundary, you know, just like with your kids, if you tell your kids, if you fail math, I'ma whoop your ass, when they bring that F, you gotta whoop their ass. If I tell a woman, if you speak to me a certain way, I'm not paying for dinner, just hypothetically. Good looking out. Like, if I tell you this is gonna happen and I don't do it, she gonna be like, oh, well, his word ain't shit. I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I want to. You know, just like if you tell a man, if you cheat on me, I'm gonna break up with you. If he cheat on you and you allow him to get away with it, he's gonna keep on cheating on you. That's just Amazon. It's just a package. You know, but like I said, my nigga, like when you set any boundary, when you tell somebody you're gonna do something, whenever there's supposedly a punishment or a reaction to any given action, you got to stand on that shit or it won't be respected, my nigga. You know, just like as a man, like I tell people, a lot of the reason that I get the treatment that I get as a man, like how I carry myself as a man, is because I don't carry myself as the type of nigga that you finna talk to any kind of way. I'm not the type of nigga that you gonna speak to anyway, treat anyway, do anything to. Like, I'm not the type of nigga that you gonna put your motherfucking hands on. You know, like I said about, you know, Terry Crews. The reason so many niggas consider Terry Crews to be a bitch, even though this motherfucker's a big, tall, muscle-bound, buff motherfucker, is because he allowed that white man to touch his dick and he didn't do nothing back, my nigga. You know, and like I said, when that shit happened on the Cat versus Dog podcast, what was it that he did to create an environment where a person felt comfortable enough to do that to him? Like, there had to be something that you did, something that you said, something that happened around that person that made them feel like you was that nigga to touch like that, my nigga. Because that's not something that normally happens, especially when it comes to a motherfucker that's his size, that's his stature. Nigga, you built all muscle, my nigga. You swole. And a motherfucker felt comfortable to walk up and touch your dick in front of your woman. There's something that you did to make that motherfucker feel like doing that was okay. You know, because most men run around this motherfucker ain't finna feel comfortable grabbing nobody dick that's bigger and stronger than them. Because they know, like, nigga, there will be consequences for this action. So I'm not gonna do that, my nigga. You know, like I tell people, like, it's a lot of instances where you as a person create an environment where somebody feels comfortable coming at you sideways. You know, that's the whole aim of today's episode, is to tell y'all motherfuckers that you have to always create an environment of respect. You always have to set boundaries and enforce those boundaries. You know, whatever you say that you gonna do in response to a certain action, you have to stand on it and do it or you will be disrespected. You know, just like when you create an environment where there are no boundaries, there are no rules, there are no sets of punishments for certain behaviors, you opening yourself up to be disrespected, my nigga. You know, like once you tell a person that no matter what they do in your relationship, it's okay. Oh, I love you unconditionally. I'll never leave you. I love you no matter what. Once you say some stupid ass shit like that, they're going to be like, oh, well, shit, if you love me no matter what, then shit, nigga, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want because you're going to love me anyway. you gonna fuck with me anyway. What's going on, Black Mike Comedy? What's going on, Slim Boss? You know, that's the thing, nigga. Whenever you create an environment where there's no boundaries, there's no punishments, there's no nothing, my nigga, why would I respect you if you ain't gave me no boundaries? Why would I respect you if there, you know, like it's like sports. If I could run all over the motherfucking court and you tell me, nigga, I don't have to dribble the ball, I don't got to stay in bounds, nigga, when you get the ball, I could push you, I could sock you, I could do whatever the fuck I want to. Why would I play by the rules if it ain't no rules? Why would I play by the rules if it ain't no punishment for breaking those rules? That's when you opening it up for disrespect in any scenario, in any situation, in any relationship, my nigga. No matter who it is, whether it's your friends, strangers, a job, family, everybody you around, my nigga. Like, I believe in setting boundaries with every motherfucking body, dog. Like, no matter who it is, no matter who I'm around, my nigga, there's going to be boundaries in place. You're going to respect me, my nigga. Period. I don't give a fuck who it is, my nigga. Like, I can't be in no setting where I'm not respected, my nigga. And people only respect boundaries, my nigga. They only respect you when you give them something to respect, my nigga. You know, the reason a lot of women out here ain't respected in their relationships is because they don't stand on what they say. Same with men, my nigga. A woman is not going to respect no man that don't have boundaries. A man that don't carry himself a certain way. A man who don't value himself a certain way. If a woman see that a man don't have no value on himself, a man don't view himself as a certain level, nigga, she gonna treat you like you that bitch ass nigga that you presented yourself as, my nigga. Once you present yourself as a motherfucker who she can play with, she gonna play with you. Vice versa. Woman, you set yourself up as a person to be played with, a man gonna play with you. And what you say, beauty and flaws, people like guidance and discipline and respect it. Exactly, you know, and that's the fucking thing. You have to set boundaries in every situation or you won't be respected. And what you say, Brendo, what do you find as things to be given to respect? Number one, boundaries. Number two, the way that you carry yourself. Number three, the respect that you have for yourself. If somebody see that you don't respect you, they won't respect you, my nigga. That's why a lot of these women who own OnlyFans, a lot of these women who show their body off on the internet, a lot of these women who carry themselves like they don't give a fuck, that's why they don't get much respect, my nigga, because people don't view them as respecting themselves. If you don't respect you, why would I respect you? Why would I treat you with more respect than you treat yourself with, my nigga? You know, so when you want to be respected, you have to show that you have self-respect. So you can get respect from other people. How you respect other people is how you receive respect. You know, people who feel like it's okay to be disrespectful to other people, that's why they don't get no motherfucking respect. If I see you calling other niggas bitches, you know, you calling people out their name, you being disrespectful to these motherfuckers, you not showing no respect to other people, why the fuck would I respect you when you don't respect nobody? Why would I respect you when you don't respect me? If I don't see you respecting nobody, I'm not going to respect your bitch ass. Fuck you. I'm going to give you the same energy that you give me. I'm going to give you the same energy you give the world. I'm going to give you the same energy you give yourself, my nigga. You know, so respect breeds respect. Showing respect earns respect. And, you know, like I said, nigga, the last of all those is your ability to enforce any boundary that you set, my nigga. Which means, if you put your hands on me, I'm going to put my motherfucking hands on you. If you do something to me, I'm going to do something to you. And like I said, it don't always have to be violent. You know, like I said, my nigga, like, let's just put it to the work environment, your job, you know, where you make your money, how you make your money, your business, your customers. Your customers are going to respect your motherfucking ability to enforce a boundary. So let's say you do hair. If you tell your clients, my nigga, this is the deposit, and if you show up more than 15 minutes late, I keep your fucking deposit. once that shit is set, it's set. So if the bitch show up 16 minutes late and say, oh, you gonna trip over a little petty 1 minute, and you let that slide, next time she gonna be 17 minutes late. Then she gonna be 18 minutes late. You know, because one thing about human beings and human nature, we gonna test our boundaries, my nigga. We gonna see how far we could push motherfuckers. You know, and this is another thing too with me saying, nobody should be, could be, would be, or is above the program, my nigga. Once you let that person slide, everybody gonna feel like they can slide. Oh, you let your homegirl slide? Why, I can't slide. I'm your homegirl too. Oh, you let your brother slide? Shit, I'm your brother too. I'm your sister. I'm your cousin. I'm family too. Why you let that person slide? Oh, you let that motherfucker get off on it? Why you don't let me get off on it? So you gotta let everybody know. Nigga, the boundary is the boundary. The rules is the motherfucking rules. I'm not letting nobody slide, my nigga. And what you say, unreachable beauty, treat others the way you want to be treated. Yup, beauty and flaws. That's crazy. I just had this conversation with my sister this morning. Great minds. And what you say, Artie flourishing. What's going on, my nigga Art? Let a motherfucker slide and they start ice skating on your ass. Exactly, my nigga Artie flourishing. Nigga, the meme god. But you know, like I said, my nigga, like, you can't let nobody slide on the boundary, my nigga. You know, because once you set a boundary and you let motherfuckers cross it, they gonna feel like they could cross it every fucking time. And like I said, my nigga, people don't respect when you don't enforce your fucking boundaries. You know, and like I said, nigga, when it comes to a business, you know, it's not always about, oh, if this happened, I'ma beat your ass. Like, violence ain't the only thing that's respected, my nigga. You know, standing on business is respected. Nigga, standing on your morals, standing on your principles, you know, being consistent, you know, being about your motherfucking word. That brings respect. Nigga, it ain't always about being violent. What's going on, King John? You know, like I said, like, let's just say, nigga, you in a job setting. Nigga, it's your boss. And your boss talking funky to you, my nigga. The only way your boss is going to stop talking to you funky is if you show them that you ain't that motherfucker to talk funky to. And like I said, it don't got to be violence. Go above their head and let whoever know. Like, hey, man, you know, supervisor Jerry is over here talking slick to me, my nigga, and I don't like that shit. You know, and if you go levels above levels and it's all disrespect, then you have to show motherfuckers the ultimate form of leverage that I always tell y'all, the ability to walk away from anything, my nigga. You know, motherfucker, if you don't respect my presence, I'ma make you respect my motherfucking absence, my nigga. You know, like, nigga, I don't give a fuck if you in a relationship, a friendship, family members, or anybody, my nigga. Once you show me that you don't respect me and there's nothing that I can do to make you respect me, I have to get the fuck away from you, my nigga. If your boss don't respect you, quit. Easy, simple, my nigga. Like, all right, fuck it, nigga. I done went to HR. You know, I done A, B, and C. I done went through all my proper channels of getting this remedy. And somehow it's not working, I gotta go work somewhere else. You know, same with if you in a motherfucking relationship, like a romantic relationship, girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever the type shit you into, my nigga. Once this person shows you that they don't respect you, they don't respect your boundaries, and there's nothing that you can do to get this person to respect you, you gotta leave their ass alone, my nigga. Dump that motherfucker. You know, the ultimate form of respect, the ultimate form of enforcement of any boundaries in any relationship is your ability to walk the fuck away, my nigga. Like, I'm not fucking with no woman who don't respect me, dog. You know, like I've said, nigga, I've had relationships where there was no respect and I had to kindly leave that girl alone. Like, nigga, I'm not finna put my hands on you. If you can't respect who I am as a man, how I move, and the boundaries that I set, I gotta leave you the fuck alone. You know, like I tell y'all, nigga, as a man in a relationship, once the respect is gone, the relationship is over. Same with a woman. once a person feels like it's okay to be openly and blatantly disrespectful to you, it's time for you to get the fuck out of there. Because there's nothing that you can do to make a person that feels like it's okay to disrespect you. It's not no way you can make them respect you. Once the respect is gone, the relationship is gone. And to take that shit a step further, especially talking to men, a woman who don't respect you don't love you, my nigga. That woman don't love you if she feel like it's okay to disrespect you. If she feel like it's okay to call you a bitch, it's because she don't respect you. And if she don't respect you, she don't love you, my nigga. Because if a woman truly love you, she's gonna have a level of respect to keep you around. Any woman that feel comfortable calling you a bitch, she don't give a fuck about you, my nigga. She don't give a fuck about you being around. She don't respect you. So you gotta politely get the fuck out her motherfucking face, my nigga. You know, like I said, nigga, if a motherfucker can't respect your presence, you gotta make them respect your motherfucking absence, dog. Like, it ain't no woman fine enough. It ain't no pussy good enough to make me stand around and stay around with a woman that feels like it's okay to disrespect me. I don't give a fuck if we got kids. I don't give a fuck if we married. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit, my nigga. Like, at the end of the day, dog, like, your respect is paramount, my nigga. Like, sometimes that's all the fuck you got. You know, and it's not no sense of, like, something when it comes to ego. Because, you know, certain motherfuckers, like, it might be some ego-driven shit that you might take to be disrespectful. You know, I'm not with that. But something like putting your hands in my face, putting your hands on me, calling me out my name, doing things that are contrary to stuff that I've already told you I'm not with, that signs of blatant disrespect. Nigga, I can't stick around for no shit like that, my nigga. You know, like I said, once you express to a person what your boundaries are and they feel comfortable to cross them, you got to leave their ass alone. Or you have to do like I said. You got to show motherfuckers that you have system in place to punish disrespect, to punish the crossing of those boundaries. You know, just like in a relationship, like if I'm in a relationship and I tell a woman it's something I don't like and she does that anyway, nigga, there's going to have to be some level of a motherfucking demonstration, my nigga. You know, whether that be the silent treatment, whether that be me not giving her no dick, you know, whether that be me not taking her on no dates, you know, me not doing certain things for her that she's used to me doing. But nigga, like there has to be a system that you have in place to allow her to understand that you ain't with that shit, my nigga. Oh, damn, baby, you didn't kiss me goodnight. Yeah, nigga, you know what the fuck you said. You know, oh, damn, you didn't pay for this. You didn't do this. You know what the fuck you did. Nigga, I'm not finna act like nothing happened when you did something that was disrespectful, my nigga. You got me fucked up. You know, everybody knows in their relationship, we all got our own little things that we do and don't do to show our love, to, you know, show that everything is okay. So, nigga, once somebody do something that's out of bounds, you let them know that, nigga, that wasn't okay. You know, nigga, just like a, you know, you a woman in a relationship and that nigga do some bullshit. Like, all right, nigga, cook your own goddamn dinner, nigga. You go sleep on the motherfucking couch. Or however you express your displeasure in a relationship, my nigga. You know, just like with kids, like we all have our forms that we use to punish children, my nigga. You know, whether that be taking away the PlayStation, you know, taking away the Xbox, taking away the tablet, taking away the phone, telling them they can't go outside, or, you know, whatever you do. Once your kid crossed the boundary, you have to show them that wasn't okay, my nigga. I have systems in place to punish misbehavior. You misbehave, so now I got to stand on business. You a good kid. I love you. You know, all that. But to show the love that I have for you, I have to enforce a boundary to show you. You know, because this is another thing. You know, parents who don't punish their kids must not love their kids. You know, because if you truly love your kids, you'll give them discipline. You'll give them boundaries. you will show them that, nigga, there's just some shit in life that you not going to be able to do. You know, you're going to respect me as a parent. I love you, but I have to bust your motherfucking ass because you stepped out of line, my nigga. You know, same with a motherfucking relationship. Like, nigga, I love who I love. I love your ass to death, but I'm not finna let you come at me sideways. I don't give a fuck how much I love your ass. You know, with that love has to come respect. You know, like they say, like simple little shit, like little, you know, in podcasting and in the content game, like they ask little goofy ass questions like, what's more important, love or respect? Them two motherfuckers go hand in hand, my nigga. That's like motherfucking milk and cereal. That's like meat and bread and a sandwich, my nigga. That's like nachos and cheese. You can't have one without the other and call it the same shit. Nigga, we not in a relationship if you love me, but you don't respect me. Because if you don't respect me, you don't love me neither. Without respect, it can't be no love. If me as a man, as a woman, you can't love me if you don't respect me, my nigga. Like, that shit don't even sound right, my nigga. If you love me, you gotta respect me. Because if you don't respect me, you're not gonna love me. How a woman gonna love a nigga who she consider to be a bitch? Like, nigga, you more bitch than I am, my nigga. How I'm gonna be in love with a bitch ass nigga? How I'm gonna be in love with a nigga who I can't trust how he move? Because as a man, a woman is not going to respect you if she don't trust how you move. If she don't see that you have self-respect. If she see that nobody around you respect you. Ain't no woman going to be in love with no nigga like that. A man who she knows she can walk all over. She could treat you anyway. She could talk to you anyway. She could do anything and you not going to demonstrate. Nigga, she know you a sucker. Nigga, you's a bitch. She's not going to respect you as a motherfucking man when you move as a bitch. And what you say, Brenda, without respect, I don't want your love. Exactly. What he say, men value respect in relationships. Women value love more in relationships. Learn that from an old head. But the thing is, dog, like it's the same. You know, like a woman is not finna fuck with you if you don't respect her. You know, like, nigga, you as a man wouldn't love a woman that you don't respect, my nigga. You know, like I was telling one of my homegirls, the reason a lot of men treat certain women a certain way is because they understand that I could do anything and this bitch ain't going nowhere. Why would I respect this woman if I know I could talk crazy, I could cheat, I could do disrespectful shit, I could call her out her name. A man ain't gonna love a woman that he don't respect, my nigga. What's going on, 12 Kyle? What's going on? What's that? I don't know if that's Holla Latrice or my bad, you know, blame my head, not my heart. I can't pronounce that name. What's going on, JR? You know, but like I said, like, nigga, your relationship as the woman won't last long if you don't give a man something to respect. If you don't create an environment where that man has respect for you, where that man has respect for your boundaries, your relationship either ain't gonna last long or you not gonna be a happy fucking woman, my nigga. You know, because some niggas will keep a bitch around that he don't have respect for. And that's literally because it's like, shit, well, the bitch dumb enough to let me cheat. The bitch keep buying me shit. She keep doing shit for me. You know, fuck this bitch. It is what it is, my nigga. I'ma have fun because this bitch ain't going nowhere and I ain't going nowhere because she's a dummy. You know, like a lot of women be thinking that niggas is sticking around because he love you or like you. And he only sticking around because your dumb ass is useful. Oh, shit. That nigga said WrestleMania happened. You know, shout out WrestleMania. Nigga, if The Rock is wrestling, I hope that nigga win. But, you know, like I said, like that's the fucking thing, my nigga. And you never want to be a doormat. You know, because motherfuckers keep doormats around like, oh, well, you know, this nigga paying like he weigh, he buy me shit, he do shit for me. So I'm gonna keep this nigga around. And, you know, like that's a fucking thing. Like when it comes to relationships, when it comes to respect. You don't want to put yourself in a situation with a person that's only around because of your use and not because of who you are. Because like I said, like, nigga, they going to put you in a sucker zone, my nigga. And you don't never want to be in a sucker zone. You know, because like I tell niggas a lot of times, like, when niggas be getting cheated on and they be wondering why, it's because she never respected your ass. Because 99 times out of 100, when a woman cheats on a man, it's because she didn't respect him in the first place. With men, a lot of times, cheating on a woman is disrespectful, but we don't do it out of disrespect. A lot of times men do it out of negligence. Like, even though we respect you and we love you and shit like that, niggas don't be thinking about it when they make their move. But women are pre-planners. Women are schemers. Women be thinking consciously. So when a woman gets to the point of cheating on you, she made a conscious decision to cheat on you. A lot of times that's the reason that men are a lot less likely to take a woman back than women are to take a man back. Because when a woman cheats on you, it's because she made a conscious decision to say, fuck this nigga. Either I don't respect this nigga already, this nigga did something that I don't like, and I'm enforcing the boundary and I'm putting forth a punishment, or I never love this nigga no way and fuck him. You know, it's one of those motherfucking things. Because me and nigga, you know, niggas be like, man, I pray to God she don't find out, man. This is some bullshit. I can't believe I did this. Women, on the other hand, nigga, a woman to cheat on your ass and hope you find out, because she already on some nigga fuck this nigga type shit. You know, and like I said, that's why a lot of men don't be taking women back when women cheat, because we know 99 times out of 100, when a woman cheats, she cheating with a nigga that she like. Niggas be cheating because we just wanted some extra pussy, my nigga. We be cheating with a woman we don't like, don't give a fuck about, ain't tripping on. This ain't your replacement. This just some bitch. Women, on the other hand, oh no, nigga, there was a thing going on with this nigga. Because in order for her to have stepped out of her relationship and disrespected her motherfucking man, she must view you as something that's higher than this motherfucker who she left behind. Men, it'd be the opposite. Niggas will have a whole dime piece and cheat on her with some raggedy bitch at the job. Because, you know, niggas just be doing shit, my nigga. Niggas be doing shit like little kids. But on the opposite end, women, hell nah, nigga. A woman gonna cheat with a nigga that's taller than you, flyer than you, got more money than you. You know, nigga, you wasn't giving them compliments. You wasn't making her feel safe. You wasn't making her feel loved. And he did. That's how your motherfucking ass got cheated on, my nigga. You creating an environment for disrespect, my nigga. You know, like I said, dog, a lot of what brings disrespect to you is you creating an environment conducive to disrespect. Because if you were setting boundaries, if you was doing everything that you were supposed to do in your fucking relationship, disrespect wouldn't happen, my nigga. And that, let me not say disrespect wouldn't happen, but disrespect is a whole lot less likely to happen when you create an environment where respect is paramount. If a woman understands that you stand on business, you 100% solid in your boundaries and the enforcement of those boundaries, she's a whole lot less likely to step out of line, my nigga. You know, but again, like I said, nigga, that's women. Because women, I'm sorry to tell you, man, a nigga gonna do what a nigga gonna do, my nigga, even if he respect you. A nigga might be like, I respect her and I understand, but I'm still gonna bust this nut. And she gonna leave my ass if she catch me. So I'm gonna be respectful enough not to get caught. That's a nigga mindset. A nigga gonna be like, nigga, I respect her ass, so I'm a respecter enough to try to be slick. But a nigga gonna do what a nigga gonna do, man. Nigga, y'all don't understand how hard it is to think straight when you be on some horny shit. And what you say, her sneaker bar, he will fuck with a dusty and she will fuck with an upgrade. Exactly. And what you say, I don't cheat, I'd rather break up with you. It's too much to be sneaking around. True. You know, but that's the fucking thing. You know, like I said, my nigga, I'm not speaking for or against nobody in particular, But at the same time, like, I'm just providing a perspective on how that shit happens, my nigga. Like, a nigga gonna do what a nigga gonna do, because when a nigga dick hard, his brain is not functioning at full capacity. When a motherfucker be on some horny shit, my nigga, like, it be hard for a nigga to keep that shit in his pants a lot of times. Especially when it comes, you know, like, temptation to motherfucker. You know, like, one of my things, you know, when I was in my marriage, like, something that I was a heavy practicer of. And, you know, like, this is, like, outside of what I'm talking about. This is, like, a little tangent. You know, this is me digressing. But I didn't like to put myself in situations that I knew that my willpower couldn't handle. Like, if I'm in a relationship and I'm trying to stay faithful, I'm trying to stay, you know, loyal to my mate, like, I'm trying not to cheat, I'm trying to, you know, abstain from fucking with other people, I don't like to put myself in situations where my willpower won't be strong. So if I know I'm going to a party and it's going to be a gang of bitches there, I know bitches going to be out there looking for a motherfucker like me. I don't even want to be putting myself in that fucking environment, because it's easy to stay faithful at home. It's easy to stay faithful with my woman around. It's not as easy to stay faithful when I'm out somewhere. I'm drinking. The bitches is drinking. You know, we got space and opportunity and shit. I just rather not go there, my nigga. Like, if I'm in a relationship, I'm not going to Vegas without my woman. If I'm in a relationship, I'm not going to DR without my woman. If I'm in a relationship, I'm not going to no party where everybody finna be drunk, twerking, bitches run around here half naked and shit. I just rather not put myself in that situation, because I know me as a man, my willpower ain't strong enough for me to, you know, be a good guy in that scenario. So I'd rather just keep myself out of that, my nigga. And that's out of respect for my relationship, my nigga. And what you say, her sneaker bought, if a woman acted that way, niggas can't breathe, pretty much. No, that's an excuse not to be in control of himself. Well, that's the fucking thing, you know, like, it's easy for women to put their mindset on a man. You know, like, I tell women all the time, if you don't understand how it is to be a man, so it's easy for you to say, I turn down dick all the time. Why you can't turn down pussy? Because I'm not a fucking woman. Women, y'all been offered dick your whole motherfucking life. It's easy to say no. Oh, I done had athletes holler at me. I done had niggas that look better than you holler at me. I done had all these type of guys try to holler at me. I said no every time. Yeah, that's cool. Nigga, here's a cookie. But as men, that shit not fucking easy. It just fucking ain't. Like, nigga, no matter how you try to play it or put it, no matter what lies your daddy told you, it's hard as a motherfucker for a man, my nigga. Like, there's a lot of men that have self-control, and the self-control that a lot of us as men have is the ability to stay in the fucking house, my nigga. Me as a man, that's where I express my self-control. I stay my ass in the motherfucking house, because I understand that as a man, being out that house, it ain't good, my nigga. So I'd rather just stay my ass in the house so I can abstain. And what you say, yeah, but if she didn't have self-control, she's a hoe. True. And that's the fucking thing. Like, that's the reason that men have such low views of certain women and how certain women move. Because when a woman moves like a man moves, niggas don't have respect for that shit. You know, women who, like, try to go on the City Girl, Meg Thee Stallion, Cardi B, Sexy Red. Oh, I do niggas how niggas do women. I move like a man. I think like a man. You know, I got control over my coochie and I do what the fuck I want to. We laugh at bitches like that. Like, we don't have no motherfucking respect for that shit. You know, because what's going on, squirrel? How you doing? Long time no see. I love you. And what you say, her sneaker vault, but men can fuck anything with a coochie. Hey, man, the thing is, like this, sneaker vault, you don't have to have respect for a man with no fucking self-control. Because something that I talk about as far as disrespect shit since you went there is, as a man, you should have the respect for yourself to not fuck anything moving. You know, as a woman, if you see a nigga that'll fuck anybody, you shouldn't have no respect for him because he don't have no respect for himself. You know, like me personally, like me as who I am, I have too much self-respect to even get caught talking to certain bitches. It's certain bitches ain't getting zero attention from me because of the respect that I have for myself. I respect my body. I respect my cleanliness. I respect not catching the motherfucking STD because I respect myself. So I'm not fucking anything moving. I'm not saying that men should fuck anything moving. What I'm saying is men a lot of times are susceptible to certain levels of temptation. So as a man that respects your relationship, you should respect your relationship enough to keep yourself out of situations that you understand the temptation might be too high for you to handle, my nigga. Like you might put yourself in a situation to disrespect what you in. So you might not even want to go on that little guy's trip. You might not want to go to that party. You might want to sit that one out because you understand. I got too much respect for my relationship to even put myself in this situation. So I'm going to go ahead and chill the fuck out on this one. And what you say, but women are supposed to have respect for men who can't control themselves because he going to do what he going to do as a man. No, like I said, you don't got to respect a nigga with no self-control. No, I never said that. I just said niggas going to do what niggas going to do. But I never said to give a nigga respect that don't have no respect for himself. That's what I'm saying. Like, nigga, you know, that's the fucking thing when it comes to respect. If a man to fuck anything moving, that means he don't have self-respect. So you don't respect a motherfucker that don't respect theyself. You should respect a man that has the ability to sit the fuck down. And like I said, when it comes to niggas doing what niggas gonna do, even when it comes to temptation, the fact that a man is willing to say, you know what, baby, I ain't going out, I'm going to go ahead and chill. And you like, oh, damn, why you ain't going out with your homeboys? Because going to be a lot of bitches out there, and I don't want to put myself in that situation, so I'm going to go ahead and chill. I'm going to go ahead and sit this one out because I respect you too much to even put myself in a position to do some stupid shit. You know, and that takes a lot of motherfucking maturity to even say some shit like that and do some shit like that. Because that was literally my thing. Like, nigga, there was certain shit I just flat out didn't do and wouldn't do. Like, nigga, I'm cool. Because I know me. You know, nigga, I know how I get around certain people. I know how I be around certain women, my nigga. It's hard for me to be like, oh, yeah, man, of course I'm going to go to Atlanta and be around a gang of thick-ass bitches that's choosing up on me. Nah, I'm going to go ahead and keep my ass at the crib, nigga. I'm going to go ahead and sit up under my motherfucking woman. I ain't even finna put myself in a position to do no stupid ass shit like that because I know me. I know how much temptation I can handle, and that amount is too much for me. And what you say, 12 Kyle, is definitely about keeping yourself out of situations as a man. Sometimes you gotta see the play before it happens. Exactly. And that's what I'm saying, my nigga, like, you know, like with what I talked about the episode before last, like, nigga, like, sometimes you got to look at it as a game of chess, my nigga. Like, nigga, I already see what's finna happen, so I'm not even finna put myself in that position. What's going on, Christy Love? You know, and like I said, like, that's the thing about respect. That's the thing about self-respect. That's the thing about the respect that you have for your fucking relationship. You know, when you move with respect, you create an environment that breeds respect. You create an environment that's conducive to respect. You know, like, even you as a woman, like, even me as a man, when I'm in a relationship, like, there's certain shit that I wasn't down with my woman doing. Why? Because to me, I felt like it was disrespectful to me for her to even put herself in certain situations to be in certain places. I don't even want you going there, my nigga. And if you respect me, you'll sit that shit out. Because you respect me, just like I respect you, so I won't go to certain places or do certain things. What's going on, Fess? Shout out to Louisiana. You know, but like, that's the fucking thing, dog. Like, nigga, certain shit I just ain't down with. And out of respect, just like I respect you, so I won't do certain shit, I hope that you'd respect me so you wouldn't do certain shit. Because I'm moving with respect in our relationship. And what you say her sneaker for? So when you're in a relationship, no guy trips or girl trips. Yeah, you can go on girls trips. When I was in my marriage, my wife went on girls trips. She done been to Vegas, nigga. She done been to a bunch of places just with her homegirls. But also, like I tell her, like, nigga, keep in mind, you should have respect for me like I got respect for you. So when you out here, respect me like I'm there, my nigga. Like, don't do nothing out there that you wouldn't do in front of me. Because if you respect me, you wouldn't move like that. You know, and like I said, like, the respect that was created in my situation gave me the trust in my woman to go and do certain things, because I wouldn't even be in a relationship with her if I felt like she'd do some goofy ass shit like that. So it wasn't nothing for me to trust her enough to be like, all right, you gonna go to Vegas with your homegirls, have fun. Because I wouldn't have married you if I felt like you was a stupid ass bitch. I wouldn't have married you if I felt like you was goofy enough to go and do some stupid shit that's gonna be disrespectful to me. You haven't showed me anything in this relationship that we have that makes me feel like you're gonna do something disrespectful. So I have trust in you to be able to do that. But like I said, my nigga, with you creating an environment that's conducive to being respected, you also have to have the ability to walk away if somebody does something that you don't like. You know, if you go on this girl's trip and you go do some slick, stupid shit, and I find out, my nigga, your stuff is gonna be in the front yard, my nigga, packed up, ready to fucking go. And you gotta stand on that if that comes, my nigga. You know, like I be telling people, I don't go through phones. If I'm in a relationship, I ain't going through your motherfucking phone. And like I've told y'all, if you go through a motherfucker phone, you must be ready to leave. That's the only reason you going through that person's phone. Because if you going through the motherfucking phone, what you gonna do if you find something you don't like? Fuck a argument. Fuck a disagreement. Fuck all that stupid shit. What you gonna do? If you go through your man's phone and you find something you don't like, your ass better be ready to dip the fuck out. Because if not, leave that nigga phone alone, and vice versa. If you not willing to leave that woman, if you not touching that phone because you like, you know what, it been bugging me, it been bothering me, I need to see what's in this motherfucking phone. When you find what you looking for, your ass better be ready to go. You better have plane tickets. You better have some money set aside to pay for a lease or a down payment on an apartment. You better have your motherfucking walking papers ready, because a search for something that you don't want to find is always successful. You know, like, that's the fucking thing. Like, nigga, keep your motherfucking hands off of people's shit unless you willing to leave, unless you ready to leave. And my thing is, nigga, once I feel like I got to touch your phone, I'm leaving already. The relationship already over, because obviously this motherfucker done already done something that make you feel like the respect is gone. They've already done something to make you feel like they doing some slick shit. So it's already time for your ass to go, my nigga. You know, like I said, like, nigga, when you go through my phone and you find what you looking for, like, let's hypothetically say you go through your man phone and you find a bitch phone number, or you find a conversation, or you find an inappropriate text thread or some shit like that. If you don't leave, you open the door for that nigga to disrespect your ass moving forward, because she don't stand on her word. So why would I respect her? What's going on? My nigga maxed out for the bankroll. There isn't in the motherfucking building. What's the deal? You know, like I said, my nigga, once somebody sees that you the type of person that don't stand on your word, you the type of person that don't enforce no boundaries, especially if you the type of person that's doing some goofy ass shit like going through their motherfucking phone, and you ain't gonna stand on your square when it's time for you to demonstrate, you opened the motherfucking door for them to disrespect you, my nigga. You creating an environment conducive to disrespect. And that's why you just don't do goofy ass shit like that. You know, like I said, like, one of the things when it comes to the respect that people have for you is how you move, how you respect yourself, how you demonstrate when another motherfucker don't respect you, dog. You know, like I say, you know, if you don't respect my presence, you gon' respect my absence. That's it. Like, nigga, once I feel like you feel like it's okay to do shit that's disrespectful, you feel like it's okay to speak disrespectful to me, you feel like it's okay to do shit that I've already told you I don't like, you done already created an environment where you're showing me that you don't respect me, so I gotta demonstrate. You know, like I said, as a man, my nigga, just like with the whole Terry Crews situation, you've already moved in a certain way that made somebody feel like it was okay to come at you like that. That's why that nigga touched Terry Crews' dick, because Terry Crews had already done something, said something, or shown people something that let them know he that nigga to touch on. Because ain't nobody going to come at me like that, because I don't even create that type of energy where niggas feel comfortable coming at me like that. Ain't nobody finna come at me sideways, because I ain't that nigga to come at sideways. And I show that in my actions and how I move, the way I carry myself, the way that I respect myself. Motherfuckers don't respect you if you don't respect you. What he say, my dog, I'm late, but I'm here. Yeah, nigga, hell yeah, you know. Better late than never, long as you here. You know, and that's the fucking thing. Like, you always have to create an environment conducive to being respected, or people won't respect you in any relationship. You know, because like I said, nigga, anytime your kids feel like you not going to demonstrate when they fuck up, they going to fuck up. That's human nature. Whenever you as a woman show your man that he can do whatever he want to do and you ain't going to demonstrate, he going to disrespect you. Same with a motherfucking man having a woman. When you show that woman that she can do whatever she want to, she can say whatever she want to, she can go wherever she want to, wear whatever she want to, she's going to do that. Because you've created an environment where she feel like respecting you is not important. Respect for this man ain't important. So hell yeah, I'ma wear this top. Hell yeah, I'ma wear these short ass shorts. Or yeah, I'ma wear this skirt. Hell yeah, nigga. Yeah, I'm going to the club. And you ain't gonna say shit. You ain't gonna do shit. You ain't creating no boundaries for this woman. So she don't have no structure. She don't have nothing to follow when fucking with you. So why would she respect you? She like, nigga, I could wear what I want to wear, do what I want to do, say what I want to say. Like, no, she's not going to have respect for you. And like I said, nigga, there's no woman in the world that's going to be in love with a man that she don't respect. Like, nigga, sometimes, nigga, you got to check shit at the motherfucking door. Like, you got to let a woman know day one from up front that you are not the type of motherfucker that is okay with disrespect. You know, nigga, like, I be saying this shit all the time. Like, nigga, you know, I tell y'all, I do the motherfucking consultations and shit. My nigga, you know, DM me for a consultation. Like, some shit that I don't even really, like, be saying certain times on the show. But I say, in consultation, I'm going to give y'all niggas some game that I sell. If a woman allows you to spend money that she know you might not have on a date, it's because she don't like your motherfucking ass. Like, if a woman feel like it's okay to fuck your pockets up on a date, it's because she don't have no motherfucking respect for you. You know, she purposely running it up. She trying to get you to go to a restaurant that she know you probably can't even afford. Because a woman could look at your motherfucking shoes and tell what type of money you got. She can look at your outfit. She can look at the car you drive, nigga. A woman know what type of money you working with. But if she at the motherfucking restaurant and she just, oh yeah, let me get that, it's because she don't like you, my nigga. She trying to put you into a trick bag, my nigga. She putting you in the category of a sucker when she do little punk ass shit like that. And like I said, it's human nature to test our boundaries. So once she do some little slick punk shit like that and you allow that to happen, she know she got a sucker on her hands, my nigga. When she know, nigga, she can do some little slick shit that she know is slick, my nigga. Women not dumb. Nigga, they be knowing what the fuck they be doing. So when a woman test her boundary and she see that you not finna check that boundary, she know she dealing with a sucker. She know she got a trick on her hands. So she gonna keep you in that trick bag. So every time you around her, you gonna have to spin. Every time you wanna kick it with her, you gonna have to spin. you gonna have to give up your motherfucking balls to kick it with her. Cause she know that's the type of nigga you are. That's who she fucking with. You know, nigga, once a woman knows that she can disrespect you, she's gonna disrespect you, my nigga. You know, that's the fucking thing. You know, like I said, nigga, same with women. Niggas gonna test their boundaries. You know, once a nigga try to do some little slick shit and you let that nigga get away with it without checking it, he know he got a punk ass bitch. He know he got a motherfucking clown. So he gonna keep on playing with your motherfucking ass because he know you that bitch to play with. You know, like I said, like you have to create an environment that motherfuckers understand that you are the type of person that will not let disrespect go unchecked. You know, like I tell motherfuckers all the time, like, nigga, I done told women, I don't give a fuck what you used to. When me and you go out, we go into the restaurant that I said we was going to. If you feel like Cheesecake Factory ain't good enough, I ain't the motherfucker for you. Because obviously, if you care more about the restaurant we eat at than the nigga you eating with, I ain't the motherfucker your ass need to be with. Bitch, I wouldn't give a fuck if I said we was going to motherfucking Master Burger. I don't give a fuck if I was trying to take your ass to Taco Bell. You should be excited because you going with me. We ain't got to go to the most expensive shit in town. Now, don't get me wrong. I ain't out here taking bitches to Taco Bell. I ain't finna take your ass to McDonald's or, you know, no fast food joint or no shit like that. But I'm just saying, if I tell you, oh, this restaurant got good food, it got a nice environment, it's a cool little place, it's low key, you know, I like the food and it's going to be good, you should be happy because you going with me. So if we pull up to a certain restaurant, you like, ain't it only $30 a plate here? Bitch, we not even getting out the car. I'm taking you straight home. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Once you feel like this shit not good enough, I'm cool. Now, if you tell me, oh, damn, we going to Red Lobster, I'm allergic to seafood, then that's understandable. You know, if you tell me, oh, I don't like Mexican food, I had a bad experience, or I don't like this particular restaurant because I don't like they tortillas or some shit, okay, I get it. But my nigga, you not finna tell me, oh, this is below my standard, I don't eat at places like this. Bitch, well, you can go, let me drop you off at your favorite kind of restaurant, but I'm not coming in with you, bitch. Because obviously, nigga, this and me not good enough for you. So you go ahead and, you know, chase them waterfalls. I ain't the motherfucking one. And what you say, I know that's right. Just be happy to be in my presence. Exactly. You know, because that's the fucking thing. And like I said, anybody that feels like what you got going on ain't good enough ain't for you. Now, I'm not finna try to do no extra shit to fuck with you, nigga. If I ain't enough, I ain't enough. And that's cool. No hard feelings. Leave me the fuck alone. But like I said, my nigga, you not finna disrespect me. You not finna try to make me feel like I'm any less for being who I am, being what I am, being in the position that I'm in, being where I'm at. I'm not giving you that shit, my nigga. Fuck you. You know, that's the fucking thing. Like, you never create an environment where somebody feels like it's okay to be disrespectful to you, my nigga. You know, like I said, if they don't respect your motherfucking presence, make they motherfucking ass respect your absence. You always have to set boundaries in any situation that you go in or you won't be respected. When you have boundaries, you have to enforce those boundaries. And when you enforce those boundaries, they got to be enforced on everybody. I don't give a fuck who it is. You know, like I said, nigga, when you a man dealing with women, you can't be like, oh, she fine, so I'm gonna let her get away with it because she fine. Because now all the fine women gonna step all over your bitch ass. Cause they know, yeah, nigga, you go hard on them ugly ones, but you different when it come to these. You know, like, that's the fucking thing, my nigga. Like, once you let this motherfucker jump over the fence, everybody gonna want to jump over the fence. Nobody's gonna respect the fence when they see one person go across it. So once you set that boundary, nigga, that boundary gotta be the same for every single person you fucking deal with, or nobody gonna respect it. You know, once you allow one person to disrespect you, everybody gonna disrespect you. So when you stand on business, you gotta stand on business every single fucking time. Because one thing that motherfuckers respect is consistency. You know, like I said, my nigga, people respect how you move. They respect how you respect yourself. And when they see how you respect yourself, you gotta respect yourself every fucking time. I respect myself with pretty bitches, ugly bitches, fat bitches, skinny bitches, tall, short. No matter who it is, I'm gonna respect my motherfucking self. The boundary is the fucking boundary. Ain't nobody finna talk to me this way. Ain't nobody finna do this to me. Ain't nobody finna get away with this. I don't give a fuck how you look. I don't give a fuck how much money you got. I don't give a fuck about your status, how many followers you got. I don't give a fuck about none of that. The boundary is the fucking boundary. That's why I'm respected. That's how you will be respected. You have to set boundaries with every fucking body. Because once somebody see that you don't have no boundaries, you create an environment that's conducive to disrespect. And you never want to do that. And like I say, in everything, a mantra that I have that I've been repeating for the last 10 fucking shows. When you create an environment that's conducive to you being disrespectful, it's your fault. A lot of how people treat you in your life is your fault, because they saw that you created an environment that was okay for them to be disrespectful to you. That's why they were disrespectful to you. Because like I always say, you can't control how people treat you. You can't control what other people do, but you can always control how you react to what they do, how you respond to what they do. So when a motherfucker respects you, they gonna respect your response. They gonna respect your reaction. So anytime a motherfucker feel like it's okay to be disrespectful to you, you have to respond in a way that puts them in remembrance that respecting you is fucking important. And I'm gonna drop the mic on that shit. This has been your host, Uncle Dolomite, of the 2 Inch Game Podcast, live from the sanctuary once again. If the game was a blessing to you in any way, if I helped you with anything, showed you something, taught you something, nigga, send a nigga some money on Cash App, my nigga. Cash tag, $, Uncle Dolomite, Uncle Dolemite. Or get you some merchandise at 2MuchGamePodcast.store, T-O-O, MuchGamePodcast.store. Support the motherfucking squad, Townhouse Media, the Sports For You podcast, Sports Number 4, letter U, live on Tuesdays and Fridays, 6:30 Pacific time, live on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Niggas be live everywhere. But follow me on social media at Uncle Dolomite, or on TikTok, Yo Mama Boyfriend. You know, subscribe, comment, hit that like button on YouTube. 2 Inch Game Podcast, T-O-O. You already here, so you should know. And Uncle Dolomite, I got 2 YouTube pages. And you know, I'm finna be doing comedy, my nigga. You know what? The 16th of this month. I think it's the 16th, nigga. I'm gonna be live on stage. More Laughs with Maury at the Epic Event Center, my nigga. I think it's gonna be open at like 8 p.m. out there in Rancho Cucamonga. I'ma be on stage, so y'all niggas check out, check for me in this stand-up comedy shit. But I think that's it. I ain't here to help you get bitches. I'm here to help you get better. 2 Inch Game.